Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Guys, we were just joined by Harold Landry. Now joined by Rashawn Evans, Titans first round pick, joins us on the Midday 180. Rashawn, thanks for the time. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, man. How are y'all?
We are great. You were described as having an old soul. What does that mean?
I guess it's old school, man. You know, most of the stuff I listen to and stuff I get into more classic. So I'll probably say that.
Did you have a light blue suit or jacket in your closet? Were you prepared for particular teams, or how'd that come about?
Well, actually, the suits actually got ready a long time ago. I actually had picked out the suits and the color and all that stuff a long time ago. So it was kind of funny that, the Tennessee Titans picked me, and the colors actually matched each other pretty well. So that was a coincidence, actually.
Nice coincidence. What this team does not have a big history of inside linebackers, and it seems like the position has kind of evolved in the league where – it is a super valuable thing to have a guy who can both diagnose run plays and come forward and turn and go with the caliber of tight ends and running backs in the passing game that we're seeing now. You feel like you're part of like the next generation?
Absolutely. I guess like you were saying, Tennessee Titans are not viewed as a team that it normally has elite linebackers. So I think that's kind of like my job to really kind of change that perception. I think the only way you can do that is by just hard work. And, and I think my job right now, too, as well, coming in as a rookie, is just, to really just earn the respect of the vets that's in that locker room. And, I think the rest of everything else will take care of itself.
What was it like playing for Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee? And what kind of coach do you think the University of Tennessee is getting in Coach Pruitt?
I love Jeremy. He was very patient with me. I think the great thing about him is he was very hands-on, and I think Tennessee is getting a coach that's not only just a great coach, but also a player's coach, a guy that's understanding the players and all the things that they go through in their lives. So I think those guys that have a good reason to play for somebody like that, I think that goes a long way, especially when you have a coach that you can trust as well. So Jeremy Pruitt, he's every bit of that.
You got your football masters at Alabama playing for Nick Saban in that entire staff. I'm curious, though, one of the knocks against you was, well, he's a one-year starter at Alabama, so what do we really know? So I'll ask you, what did you learn in that struggle for playing time at Alabama and learning under those coaches until you got your one shot this past year to be the starter?
Just in that process, man, when you go to Alabama, you got a lot of guys that are just as good as you, so... I think it's kind of funny that people think that the knock is that I've only had 1 year at Bama. I think the good thing is that I actually went to Bama and actually was able to experience all those things. I think, and to be honest with you, I think you only really need 1 year at Bama to really play. So, I think that's kind of a good thing for me, the fact that, even the only true, injuries that I've had were the two groin injuries. I've never had any surgery or anything like that. So, one thing I did get is a lot of knowledge about football and a lot of things that I think I've built as far as character, too. So I think those things will transition over to the NFL.
What's the degree of difficulty for a kid from Auburn, Alabama, to make the trek to Tuscaloosa?
It's very difficult. I think given my situation, I was born and raised in Auburn. My family's graduated from Auburn, so it was a little harder to make that decision. Especially when you have people that who are definitely rooting for you to go to Auburn, and coming from Auburn, everybody would expect you to be the hometown hero. It's a rare moment where guys born and raised in Auburn is actually getting highly recruited by Auburn. So people will always expect you to go to Auburn, but when you go against the grain, man, it's definitely something different.
You strike me as an honest guy. I know you're not going to be overly politically correct here. Was Cameron Echols Looper a better quarterback than you at Auburn High School?
I think he was a better runner, but as far as arm, I don't think so.
So how hard was it to come to terms with the fact that they were going another direction and your quarterback dream maybe needed to go a different direction?
Well, you know, it was a lot, you know, a lot difficult, really difficult because, you know, quarterback was something that I first fell in love with. You know, I spent a lot of time trying to, you know, master that craft. But I think the good thing is that when I was at Auburn High School and, you know, playing behind Cameron, you know, it was kind of great for me to be able to look at other things that could, you know, better help me in my future as far as football. So when I made the big change, you know, you kind of see now how everything kind of panned out. And, you know, Cameron Ekwazuka, I mean, he was an athlete. I mean, if I was going to be behind anybody else, it would be him. I mean, the guy was an athlete. So, you know, I didn't take it too hard.
Rashawn Evans has been our guest. Rashawn, we look forward to getting to know you a little bit better, maybe get you in studio before everything gets rolling with training camp, and we'll dive into your background a bit more.
Sounds good, man.
We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Rashawn.
All right.